There you are, you see, said Gunboyle triumphantly. For 100 years the murderous tribe have been waiting for our revenge, and now, finally, the time has come, and our pride shall be restored. Stop interrupting, snapped Old Wrinkly. Now, Grimbeard was, among other things, a terrible trickster, a practical joker and an all-round cheat. But, however he achieved this extraordinary stunt, he returned to this beach, last man back. The committee might like to check the sagas for this. Exactly 3 months, 5 days and 6 hours later. There are still 3 members of the race unaccounted for, namely Hiccup, Fishlegs, and the very small bog burglar they call Kamikaze. I would propose that if Grimbeard the Ghastly could stay out that long, then, technically speaking, they could too. So, we need to wait 3 months, 3 days, and 11 hours before Mad Guts can claim his prize. Gasps from the crowd. The judges went into a thinking scrum to consult upon this matter. OK, then, said the chief judge, emerging from the scrum and banging on the drum. Here is the verdict of the Intertribal Swimming Race Committee. As long as Mad Guts has stuck to the rules of the competition, trickery played within those rules is a perfectly respectable Viking characteristic. Cheers of greedy joy from the murderous tribe. Howls of sadness and fury from the hooligans and the bog burglars. I haven't finished, cried the chief judge. Mad Guts, the murderess, is granted temporary custody of Big Boobin Bertha and Stoic the Vast, and we judges will stay on the beach to keep watch for the 3 missing competitors. But the rest of you can go home, and you will return back to this beach exactly 3 months, 5 days and 6 hours from the start of the race. If in that time no one has returned alive from these waters, Mad Guts the murderess will be declared last man back. The Berk and Bog Burglar Islands will fall into murderous hands, and Stoic and Bertha, I'm afraid, will be sacrificed to the Sky Dragons. The chief judge banged his staff upon the ground, and so it was. The 3 old judges sat patiently on the beach through wind and rain and storm, looking out to sea. The rest of the bog burglars and the hooligans sailed sorrowfully back to their islands. And poor old Stoic and Big Boobied Bertha were not playing bashy ball in the mud, or supervising the spring shearing, or painting the boats for the summer sailings as Hiccup had imagined. They were incarcerated in the deepest and darkest murderous cave dungeons, so cramped and dark that they could barely move a muscle. There was a tiny barred window in Stoic's dungeon, which had a good view over the great West Ocean, and Stoic would fall asleep sometimes, looking out over this view, and dream that his son was alive, and swimming back to him across the sea. But then he would wake up, and it was nothing but a dream, and all there was water, water stretching out forever, and the cold, lonely cry of the seagulls.